This is an executive summary of office properties for 1031 Exchange and DST Investors, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Office used to be the default institutional real estate, the asset class pension funds anchored portfolios on. That changed after 2020. Hybrid and remote work cut into how much space companies need, vacancy climbed in many markets, and a wave of loans came due into higher interest rates that made refinancing painful. The result is a sector trading at a discount with wildly varied outcomes underneath the headline. For an investor selling a property and weighing office as a 1031 exchange replacement, or a slice of an office Delaware statutory trust, the honest starting point is that this is the hardest sector to underwrite today, and not every investor belongs in it. This guide walks through where office stands, what still pencils, and who, if anyone, it suits now. Office real estate is space leased to companies for white-collar work, law firms, banks, medical practices, government agencies, technology tenants. The leases tend to run longer than apartments and shorter than a net lease pharmacy, commonly 3 to 10 years, often with tenant improvement allowances the landlord funds up front and earns back over the term. For decades, the sector behaved predictably. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.